Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Hi, I'm Debbie, and I'm here today filling in for Brandon. He's the president of Turning Leaf Ministries, and I hope your Thursday is just beautiful today. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about your vision in life, those dreams, And let me give you a little scripture ahead of time. You can jot it down. Psalm 19:14. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Now, what does that have to do with your vision? What does that have to do with that dream put in your heart? It has everything to do with it because the Lord looks at our heart. The Lord looks at our vision. And he looks at our heart and he says, well, is that the vision and is that the dream I put there? Your heart has to be pleasing to God in order to pursue anything that you want to do in life. That heart needs to be good and be pleasing to God and you should have a passion for God. And it's so hard for us in our everyday struggles and everyday life, and we have these dreams and we forget about them, we drop them, we just basically give up because everyday life can be hard. Well, we need to turn to God and say, you know, you put this vision in my heart and I just don't know what to do with it. I don't know how to make it work. They say that you give me the tools to make it work. You give me everything I need, but I don't see them. Well, that is not having the right heart for God. Having the right heart for God is to go to him and say, I believe all your promises. I believe that what you have put in my heart to do, you are going to give me to do. And whether it was, you know, you feel it's too late to do something, you feel you're too old to do it, you feel that it's never going to happen or too many things have happened in your life, you need to change that. And your heart needs to say, it just wasn't my time yet. It wasn't God's will for me at that time. And that's truly, truly having a heart for God, knowing that there is a season for everything and knowing that he will apply what he puts in his heart. He is the author. He is the author of your life. He is the finisher. Everything from the beginning to the end, he will complete for you. But it is up to you to turn your heart to him again. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight. My rock, my redeemer, he's your rock. He is your rock through everything. Now, sometimes those dreams don't happen. Those visions don't happen. Things get complicated. The obstacles come in because we don't continue to have the heart for God. We don't continue to chase after him. We don't continue to listen. We take the bull by the horns and we say, okay, Lord, thanks. Got this, or maybe you don't even thank him for those good things that happened to your life and make your path straight. But most of the time, what we do is we just take our control. Not everything that comes out of our mouth is of him. Our meditation in our heart is not him. We don't sit and just focus on what he wants us to do. If we apply that to every moment of our life, if we woke up and said, oh, Lord, thank you for this day, I ask for, receive, and thank you for your amazing grace for this day, and you praise him for every second, and you just seek what he wants you to do that day, then that is truly wanting to have the heart of God and pursuing what he truly wants you to do, that you are actively seeking him in your life. You're actively seeking him through those struggles, through those hardships, through those frustrating times, through those financial difficulties. And still, there's this vision that you keep in your heart, this dream. And people start calling you're just a dreamer. That's never going to come true. But you know what? God is bigger than all of those people. It is time today to seek what God wants you to do. You need to learn from the past, learn from what hasn't been successful, learn from what has failed in the past, and know that every second of that was leading up to this. We need to have a passion, a passion for God, a true passion. You need to, people who have a true heart for God and are on fire for the Lord and want to do His will, you need to have more of God in your life. People hunger for the Word of God. Those people hunger for His will. Those people chase after what He wants. They hunger for, just as you hunger for food and thirst for water, those with a heart for God have a soul which hunger and thirst for Him. You want a change? You want a permanent change in your life? It's time to thirst for God, not thirst for that 32-ounce soda or have a hunger for that Big Mac and you'll put God aside and I'll just get back to you later, or wake up and you just want an omelet. You wake up and you say, Lord, what do you have in store for me today? What do you want me to do? You put these dreams in my heart, these visions in my heart, and I want to pursue them. What is it you want me to do, Lord? That's truly seeking, being a man or woman of God. That's truly seeking what He wants. And the minute you start to do that, you will feel the change. You'll feel the change, and you'll feel that peace, and you'll feel that full surrender to what He wants you to do. And all those heavy burdens that are on your shoulder, all that control you've been trying to keep, when you truly seek Him, when those eyes open up in the morning, you see that you're experiencing, a brand new day, a gift from God, then you do is chase after His heart. Now, this doesn't mean that you're always going to be this kind, sweet, and lovely person when you are truly seeking after what God wants for your life. It means that things aren't going to look the way they did. They are not going to look so confusing. They are not going to look like you need to have total and complete control over every second. And it's going to be just this peace, this complete surrender of, God, what do you want me to do? Not what do I want me to do. Lord, what do you want me to do? And people that have a heart for God, they don't have a heart for themselves. They have a heart that is compassionate. They have a heart that is just on fire for Him. You have a conversation with somebody who is seeking God's will and knows that it's time. And they say, you know, in the past 2 years, the past 3 years, the past 25 years, I have never been successful at what I set out to do. Well, you get them talking. You get those people of God talking who say, I have finally decided to surrender my life to the Lord, and say, Lord, what is it you want me to do? And the words of their mouth speak of Him, and the meditation in their heart is only meditates on Him and His will. I'll tell you what, you're going to find some people that are on fire. Those people will stop at nothing. Those people are ready to go. They have been planning. They have been preparing. They did not give up during those rough times. They did not give up during those rough times. There's many, 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 many unsuccessful businesses, unsuccessful things that we've tried in life. There's been many unsuccessful ministries because, boy, they got down to hitting almost that rock bottom and they gave up. They did not continue to actively seek God and ask Him, why is this happening? Reveal to me why this is happening. Change my heart. The main thing that we need to do in life when we're struggling for anything or we're pursuing anything is to actively seek to have a heart for God. In that dream, in that vision, in that challenge, in that struggle that you face today, if you actively seek to have a heart for God and to seek His will, then you're going to see things change. You're going to see that things are going to start to change in your life. Let's talk about David a little bit. Now, David, I love to talk about David, by the way. Tell you why. Because David, he was just this little shepherd boy hanging out, just a little shepherd boy. He wasn't anybody's king. He wasn't in royalty. He wasn't anything special. He didn't have the big muscles. He didn't have the money. He was just like you and me. He was making it through life. He had his little, you know, his little flock going on, and he just was a normal a normal kid, basically. Nothing was special about David. I know that you look at other people and say, they're better than me. They're in a better place in life than I am. They're going to be successful faster than I am because look at them. They have the means. Why hasn't that happened to me? Where did I screw up so badly that I can't do God's will? Well, let me tell you what. That was not the case with David. David's brothers were of great stature. David's brothers were, of course, more mature. They had a better appearance. To take one first look at David's brothers, one would think that the Lord would be picking one of them way over David. And then to become a king and have his descendants be blessed. The Lord looked at what? The Lord looked David's heart. And he knew that David was going to actively pursue what he wanted him to do. What does it mean to truly be a person after God's heart? It truly means to be obedient to God in all manners, to truly seek him. Seek him in that vision. Seek him in that dream. Seek him in that struggle. Seek him in that relationship. Seek him in those financial issues. Seek him in whatever obstacle has come your way. You seek him. The first priority of being a person who has a heart for God is to do everything God wants you to do and to carry out God's true will. Jesus said it this way, if you love me, obey my commands. John 14. It's not always an easy thing to do. In fact, it's a truly hard thing to do. If we can truly, truly, abide by every single command every single day, I'd say we'd be a pretty perfect people in a pretty perfect world. And we certainly look around us today and we know this world today and within ourselves, we are not a perfect people. But we strive to be. We strive to be. The last of the Ten Commandments is aimed directly at the heart and mind of every human being. It defines not so much what we must do, but how we should think. How we think, our heart will follow. That we need to change our way of thinking. If you're just looking at your situation right now and you're thinking, well, this is never going to change, or there's something I truly, truly want to do in life, but I just don't know how to do it. Well, that is not good thinking. That is not an I will, I can thinking, and that's what you need to have. That's what God has. God has the I will, I can thinking. God has that positive mindset, and that's the kind of mindset and heart that he wants you to have. The 10 foundational commandments define the love of God. And they end by focusing on our hearts, basically as the wellspring of our relationship problems. A relational problem actually has to do with anything you deal in life, not just pertaining to man and woman or family. It relational problems, anything directly related to a problem. From within comes the desires that tempt us and lead us astray, and that's one of our biggest problems. Our temptations in life, those temptations are strong, and if we are not actively seeking the heart of God, if we are not actively seeking his will, those temptations are going to come in and devour us. So what does it mean to truly chase after the heart of God, truly chase after his vision? It means to come to him and be obedient in all manners and do God's will in all manners to the best of our ability. Does that sound familiar? We ask God and we ask God and we ask God and we get so tired of not knowing what to do and watching things deteriorate around us that we just want to go in and, fight that battle ourselves. It is that control, it is that not actively seeking the heart of God that gets us every time. It is that temptation to just go in and say, well, I'm just going to go out there and use anyway because nothing else is working. That financial despair, I'm just going to give up. It's never going to get better. That dream I have in my heart of owning my own business, owning my own ministry, or, running a ministry and serving the Lord, well, that is just not happening. So I'm just going to give up on that. We go in there, and that's how we fight the fight. We fight the fight with the wrong heart, the wrong thinking, the wrong mindset. If you're in that place today, go back to what it says in Psalms, and it says, let everything that come out of my mouth be of you. Let my heart be of you. You are my rock, my redeemer. He is your rock. He promises that. He is your rock. He is the most consistent thing that you have in your life. Everything in life can change. Everything in life can fail. Everything in life can give you a struggle. But he is a constant. He is a constant, always there for you. You can go to him right now, come as you are, no matter what you're wearing, no matter what you look like, no matter what you're doing in your life right this second. You can fall on your knees. You can stand right there, right where you are. And you can go to him. In fact, let's go to him right now, dear Heavenly Father. I can come to you. I know I can come to you. And I thank you for allowing me to come to you today. In all of this struggle and this hardship that I have carrying around on my shoulders and all of these dreams that I have and these visions I have, I just don't know what to do, Lord, and I just surrender right now. I just completely turn it all over to you. I relinquish control. Mm-hmm. I relinquish control of my life. I relinquish control of these dreams and these visions. I relinquish control of everything. I just seek your will. I seek what you want me to do in my life. And I just turn everything over to you. Let my heart speak only your words. Let my heart be of you. Let me have a passion for you. Let me hunger for you. Let me thirst for you. Lord, let me just chase after you and you only, Lord. And I just take this whole life of mine and I just turn it all over, Lord, and that I believe in your promises. Amen. God will use a person in a very, very powerful way. But I don't know how the Lord can actually do that. I know the Lord can actually do that unless you're actively seeking to do what he wants you to do, to try your best, to obey his commands. And we have to do that. You can't experience great blessing from God unless your heart changes, your mindset changes, your thinking changes. If your sin just keeps on going, God can't bless that sin. He's not going to bless that sin. And you know that devil is a liar. That devil's going to say, it's okay, it's okay. But it's not okay. That enemy is lying to you about keeping your heart the same and not changing your heart. You have to change those things in your life. You have to change the way you think and what your heart truly is. And the truth is, not even David was perfect. Let me tell you about David. David had an adulterous relationship, and he conspired to murder the person who was his lover's husband to just rid him. Now, does that sound like a person that God can actually use? Does that sound like a person that God's going to bless him? Did if he turned his heart around, and he actively sought after God and God's word and God's will, and he thirsted for God, and he hungered for God, and in every situation he sought after God, and he spoke of God, and he told others of God. And even in the desperate situation where he was stuck in the middle of the desert and Saul wanted to come and kill him and eliminate him, he sought after God. He didn't sit there and he didn't give up on his life. He knew God had a plan for his life. And let me tell you, God just bestowed blessings all over David for actively seeking him. And not only David, He bestowed blessings upon his family as well. We may say we are Christian, and we may say that we want to serve God, and we may say we have a heart for God, but truly, do you? People all over the world are saying that. We need to check our heart. We need to check, is that dream and that vision is truly from God? Even people in ministry, we need to truly check that. What are our true motives to build ministries, to build businesses, to help other people? What are our true motives there? We need to really look at that. We need to, those ulterior motives, those are not serve others, to help others, to get those financial blessings so we can be a blessing to someone else, to live a more abundant life in the way God wants us to, so we can be an example to someone else. That dream the Lord put in your heart, that dream is for His glory, not your glory. We need to put our hearts in check today, and we need to see actually where our motives lie, where our true motives lie. We cannot be expected to be blessed by God if our motives do not lie in Him, if our hearts do not truly seek Him, and we're just actively seeking the dollar signs, and we're actively seeking how fun it would be or how great it would be to have a brand new house. Are you looking at that as I can give the glory to God? Those finances can be a blessing not only to yourself, praise the Lord, if that happens to you, but a blessing to others. What about that ministry? Are you actively seeking that ministry because you know that ministry can help you financially? There's a lot of people that do that, or because you're actively seeking that ministry too. And let me tell you something, having the right heart for God does not always come with a monetary thing behind it. Having the right heart for God and to serve God and actively seeking God in everything you do, you'll be doing that for free. You'll be doing that without a dollar sign behind it. You'll be doing that with any change in your pocket because you want to serve the Lord, but the Lord will eventually bless you when He sees that you have the right heart. Let me tell you something right now, true story. I am sitting in front of my school, my son's school, doing this radio show today. I'm a real person. I am sitting here just serving the Lord in front of a high school. In front of a high school, my son just got in the car here, and he already knew I was going to do this show today, but my son's also a believer. He's 15 years old, and he's a believer, and he knows that this is serving the Lord. He knows that I am actively seeking what the Lord wants me to do, and I am willing to serve in any capacity. I am willing to see my visions and dreams come true the way the Lord wants them to come true. I am willing to speak of God out of my mouth. I am willing to have His meditation in my heart every single day. I am not saying I am not without struggle, because if I was without struggle, I would not be a human. I would not be a human being. I have those struggles, but you know those struggles that you go through? Those struggles are meant so you can learn, so you can be strong. I don't care how long you've been in your addiction. I don't care how long you've been in your financial struggles. I don't care how long you've been in your relationship struggles. I don't care how long you have just sat on that dream and nothing moved forward. Today is the day. Today you put your heart in check. Today you look at your heart and you say, do I truly, truly seek after what God wants? Do I truly talk? When I speak, does it sound like that light is showing? When I just do anything, when I'm out there in that world, does it show that I am a servant? Does it show that I have a heart for the Lord? Does it show that what I'm praying for, I truly believe in my heart and my mind? Does it show in everything you do, in every moment of your day? Now, you're going to have those days where you just have a bad day. I understand that. But the people that follow after the Lord and seek His will, which He, by the way, is the only person who can fulfill those things you want to accomplish, that person you're praying to, He's bigger than anything that's going on in your life. But does every moment of your day reflect? When you're in an anger mode, that won't last too long if you truly and actively seek Him, because you will remember and you will be convicted and He will bring you back to a heart of peace. Do you desire that every person be saved? Do you desire that every person know the truth and have a relationship with God? Every person, not just nice people, the right, the wrong, the criminal, the kind, the unjust, the people may you can look at and you run to the other side of the street because they look scary. What does your heart look like to God? Because those are the people that God cares about. You truly, in anything you do, I don't care if you are building a business right now and you are seeing those dollar signs, but if you call yourself a Christian, you say you want to actively seek the Word of God or the will of God, then within that, find a way to help others. You're going to find a way to help those people that God cares about too. Does your heart break for the things that God's heart breaks for? The people who are abused, mistreated unjustly, because God cares about people who are abused, treated unjustly. He cares about the criminal. He cares about the worst criminal. He cares about the hungry. He cares about the poor. He cares about those people that are just struggling in life. If you truly, truly have a vision in your heart, I want you to look at it today, and I want you to say, is that vision truly going to serve the Lord? Is that vision from God, and is that dream that I want, no matter what that dream is, maybe it's just to change something in your life, or maybe it truly is to just build the castle tall, whatever it is, you need to put your heart in check today. And we need to just go, lay down, take a minute, lock yourself in a bathroom if you have to get away from your children, and just say, Lord, I, your heart, I seek your will. I chase after you. I surrender every single thing that is going on in my life right now. I give it all to you. And if my heart needs to be changed, then change it now, Lord. And give me a new dream. Give me a new vision. Give me a new life. Give me a new way of thinking. And help every single thing that I do from the minute I wake up to the minute I close my eyes, Lord. My heart is thinking on you. My heart is chasing you. And I know, Lord, that you are our rock and that you can do anything. Nothing is impossible for you. Through you, I can do all things. And if you say that out loud, you say, Lord, through you, I can do all things. I guarantee you right now on this Thursday at 2:26 Pacific time and 5:26 Eastern time, the Lord will start to change things in your life. You will see that you truly believe. Nothing is impossible through him, and you seek his heart. I'm going to close today by number one, wishing Brandon, the president of Turning Leaf Ministries, a very happy birthday. That is why I'm filling him for him today, so he can just go enjoy that day with his family. And I want to ask you to just go and just put that heart in check today. Go and pray to the Lord and have a beautiful, beautiful rest of the Thursday. And I'll talk to you on Saturday, 10 o'clock Pacific time in the morning, 10 a.m. You can join me on, my show is called Boldly Walk. It's a show of encouragement right here on Turning Leaf Ministries. Have a great Thursday.